This parsha begins with the words Vayihiyu Chaye Sora. They were the life of Sora Imenu. And it says Me'a Shana, 100 years, Ve'esrim Shana, and 20 years, Ve'sheva Shonim, and 7 years, Shnei Chaye Sora. The first word Vayihiyu, the numerical value is 37. We know that Sora Imenu was 90 years old when she gave birth to Yitzchak. She lived to the age of 127, which means she lived 37 years while Yitzchak Avinu was alive. We know that it was when Yitzchak was 37 years old that Hashem gave Avram Avinu the test of telling him, I want you to take your son, your beloved, your one and only, and offer him as a sacrifice. And Avram Avinu set out to do it. An angel came and told Sora Imenu, do you know what happened to your son? Avram Avinu sacrificed him on an altar. And the Gemara says that she passed away. But the 37 years that she had while her son was alive, those are classified as Chaye Sora. Another very important point that my rabbi, Zichron Avrocha, Rav Rosenfeld, used to love to tell over, the Zohar HaKadosh says, Man dehu Rav hu Ze'er, Man dehu Ze'er hu Rav. The world that we are living in is called the Olam HaSheker, the upside-down world, the world of falseness, where things look exactly the opposite of what they really are very often. Those people who are rich and famous and looked up to by many people, idolized sometimes, those people in the world of truth, in the Olam HaEmes, in the future world, will not have any of that glory, fame, power. It's the opposite. They'll be sitting all the way in the back if they're sitting there. And many of the people in the world, in this world, who seem to be insignificant, in the future, the world will come to recognize their greatness. So the Zohar HaKadosh says, Man dehu Rav. Rav dehi doesn't mean a rabbi. Rav means great. The one who is great, large in this world, who's there. In the next world, it's very possible that he'll be tiny. Man dehu Zeir, and those who are tiny here, just because they appear tiny here, don't worry, the time will come when they will get the recognition that's due to them. Man dehu Zeir hu Rav. And the Zohar HaKadosh bases it on this first pasuk. The pasuk mentions three numbers. 100, she lived 100 year, singular, 20 year, and 7 years. By the smallest number, by the 7, it says years, plural. By the larger numbers, it mentions them as singular, which seems to be upside down. The Zohar HaKadosh says this is hinting to us this concept, that a person shouldn't be fooled by what they see around them in this world. And if a person has the patience to wait, or if a person is really honest, they'll be able to recognize, they'll be able to differentiate between what's true and what's false. We know there's a pasuk that says, Emes me eretz titzmach, that in this world of sheker, in this world of falseness, the truth grows from the ground. The truth comes forth from the earth. When something is coming forth from the earth, if you want to get to it, you have to bend down to be able to pick it up. Which means that if in this world of falseness, if a person wants to acquire truth, they have to be willing in many cases to forgo respect, honor, because in this world, what's respected is not necessarily truth. It's different values completely. In many cases, it's untrue. And yet, if a person wants the truth, they have to be willing to forgo some of that respect and honor, to bend down. Bend down means to humble yourself, to lower yourself, in order to be able to attain that truth.